International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 2. Day 2. Morning Nourishment. Matthew 18:19. Again, truly I say to you that if two of you are in harmony on earth concerning any matter for which they ask, it will be done for them from my Father who is in the heavens. Acts 1:14. These all continued steadfastly with one accord in prayer, together with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. The landmark that divides the Gospels and the Acts was not the baptism in the Holy Spirit. The landmark was the one accord of the 120. If you want to experience the baptism in the Spirit, you must have the one accord. If all the members of a local church have the one accord, the baptism in the Spirit will be there. If you really want to practice the proper way to preach the gospel, you need the one accord. The one accord is the master key to all the rooms, the master key to every blessing in the New Testament. This is why Paul told Euodias and Syntyche that they needed this one accord, Philosophy 4:2. Paul knew that these sisters loved the Lord but that they had lost the one accord. Today's reading. In Matthew 18:19, the Greek word symphonio is used to signify the one accord. It means to be in harmony, or accord, and refers to the harmonious sound of musical instruments or voices. When we have the one accord, in the eyes of God we become a melody to Him. We become a poem not merely in writing but in sound, in voice, in melody. Such a one accord is the nucleus of the oneness. In Acts 1:14 another Greek word, homothymedon, is used to signify the one accord. This word is from homo, same, and thumos, mind, will, purpose, soul, heart. The word denotes a harmony of inward feeling in one's entire being. In the book of Acts, the 120 prayed together in one mind, in the same will with the same purpose around and within the soul and the heart. Whenever we pray, we surely should exercise our spirit, but we also should be in the same mind and the same will with the same purpose around and within our soul and heart. This means that our entire being is involved. After the Lord's ascension, the 120 became the kind of persons who were in one mind, in one will, with one purpose around their soul and heart. For them to be in one accord meant that their entire beings were one. In Acts, the three main factors for the spreading of the gospel as an impact were prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. According to the Bible and according to history, these three items are the only way for the gospel to be prevailing. The one accord is the key and the life pulse of prayer, the Spirit, and the Word. You may pray much, seek the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and acquire a lot of knowledge from the Word, yet if you are short of the one accord, you cannot see the blessing. I saw people who were desperate in praying, in getting the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and in receiving the Word, yet they were dissenting among themselves. There was no one accord. In Acts there are three items, prayer, the Spirit, and the Word, with one key, the one accord. After Acts 15, however, this word for one accord is not used again in the book of Acts. This somewhat implies that even during this period of time described in Acts, the one accord was lost. Acts 15 describes a conference of the apostles and elders held in Jerusalem to settle the trouble concerning circumcision. At the end of Acts 15 there was a dissenting between Barnabas and Paul. After this incident I believe that the one accord to some extent was lost. This is the end of today's morning revival.